It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. We do it each Tuesday morning at this same time, brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Today, we're talking with Dr. Scott Kuecker. We appreciate you taking time out and talking with us today.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me in again.
So, today we're going to talk about, is it ivermectin? Is that how you pronounce
ivermectin
it?
Ivermectin is the base drug. The original drug that was found was called avermectin, but ivermectin is the generic name of it, and there's a whole bunch of ivermectin class drugs available, both for dogs, cats, cattle, humans. So it's a big class of drugs, primarily an anti-parasitic drug.
Okay, now what does that mean? What do you use this for?
Well, it was originally researched and found they were looking for different antibiotics, and I did a little research before my interview here. It was actually a Japanese researcher that found a bacteria that, if they had that bacteria in culture and they could use it, it was killing different types of worms, like especially intestinal worms and things called nematodes, and that it showed that effect. But then they found it had infected on lice and ticks and all sorts of other disease. So it's like an antibiotic, but it works specifically on the nervous system of those types of smaller nervous systems like the NARS, that it doesn't really get into the human brain very easily. But that's how it has its toxic effects, is it goes into the blood, gets into the nervous system just of, you know, insect and worm type things, and kills them by paralyzing them.
Now, is it mainly dogs and cats? Can you use this in cattle and everything else?
Definitely. The first product was a cattle. They called it the brown box ivermectin, or Ivomec. Probably came out in the 70s, and it was used all the time. I mean, it's used by lots of cattlemen for 50, 60 years now, so it's been proven a very safe and effective drug. And then as that drug became generic, there's the bovamectin and promectin B and all sorts of other cattle ivermectin porons. Most of them are in an alcohol base that we squirt on their back topically, and it kills lice, mange, all sorts of little parasites, insect-type parasites. Then also it's a dewormer. Intestinal worms, when it gets in the bloodstream, it kills them by getting into the bloodstream and paralyzing the little bugs, and they just pass out of their system.
It's very effective and tried and true.
Great, very effective. There's maybe some resistance to it. They think some of the intestinal worms and maybe some mange are a little more resistant to it now, but it's still very effective. We use it all fall long, especially before winter when we're vaccinating and getting cattle ready as they come into the feedlot. We use it on cows while they're pregnant, so very safe on cattle. And then we use it in the winter and spring if we have flare-ups of lice. There are other products too that we use for just lice. But we used probably two or three times a year. We're using it in large amounts.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So this is also, there's discussion now. People are talking about using this on people.
Yeah, it's very controversial. It probably began, it's actually, ivermectin is an approved drug for people for head lice and certain worms. There's a little worm that can migrate through the eye of a human. They call it river blindness. It's Oncocerca is the fancy name of the parasite. But so it's approved for humans, a specific dose for a specific need, like it's topical for head lice, and it's is a tablet, I believe, for this other little parasite that gets into human eyes. So it's available, but it's, you know, the big controversy came with COVID. Is it effective as an antiviral? And I think the research is still out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they really don't know about that.
But. Well, I think there are some areas where they've proven maybe it has some antiviral effects, but I do believe that Merck is the big parent company that founded it. Like I mentioned, the Japanese researcher, when it was developed as a drug in this country, it was developed by Merck, and I do believe that they probably would have launched that product by now if it was antiviral. But you know what?
That makes sense.
Yeah, big pharmacy companies, everybody has these conspiracy theories, but I think it's, you know, most of these big companies have brought so many products to life that have benefited health, and I think that's their main goal, know, could there's Pfizer is another big company that was involved with COVID vaccine, but a coronavirus is a real different virus. It's like a class of viruses that they can get into your lungs and your respiratory tract. It starts in your head and can affect nerves and your heart. It's also an intestinal virus. So it's just a very unique virus that affects people and animals alike. And that's just like flu viruses jumping into our system from birds. There's a swine flu. There was a virus that got into cattle, and especially dairy cows, a human flu virus that went back and forth maybe from cattle to people. So there's just always, whenever that happens, it's called a zoonosis or something just like going to a zoo. When people intermingle with animals, that word zoo, whenever an animal disease mixes into people, it's a really scary thing. And there's always really good information that's out, but there can be misinformation too.
And that's why it's so important. So what do you tell people when they ask you about, hey, can I take some of this?
You know, during the first years of 2019 and 2020 and 21, I bet I got asked 5 times a day sometimes, hey, can I get it from you, doc? And you absolutely, a veterinarian cannot prescribe or do any recommending on human drugs. It would be, you know, a bad idea even if it wasn't illegal. But it's not possible for us to recommend any of the drugs from animals to people. You know, in veterinary medicine, there's ivermectin for dogs and HeartGuard. There's ivermectin there's one called selamectin that we use in cats and guinea pigs and rabbits for ear mites and stuff. So there's a whole class of drugs. Some are extremely safe, but they're just all like specific uses for specific animals, and it's called an extra label drug. And even within veterinary medicine, we can't prescribe a pig medicine for dogs, and we can't prescribe a horse medicine for cats. You know, they're very specific, and it's a good thing, because we could be making mistakes and accidents and things like that. But I always tell people, talk to your human physician. I know there are lots of human physicians that have lots of experiences where they saw something themselves that they thought might be working. So I think having a close relationship with your human doctor and ask them about it is usually what I recommend first. I guess that's a long answer to that question.
Well, but it is the right answer, too.
Yeah, it's the answer I have to give. But I think, you know, veterinarians have pretty good knowledge because we see lots of different species, and we have access to all those different drugs, but we just have to be careful, you know, taking anything that's more like a research thing using on animals and coming back to people. There could be grave mistakes if we start taking them and don't know the right dose and don't know how often to take it and how long to take it. So we leave that to the human doctors.
Very good. Dr. Scott Kuecker, we appreciate you talking with us.
Hey, thank you again.
If people have questions, you always encourage them to call you.
Sure. It was fun discussing all those. Like at the 5 time a day, it was exciting and scary times. So we love to talk about that stuff. We're just all, as also doctors, very careful with how we recommend and stay within our guidelines.
Very good. That will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you by the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.